Service Yachting Monthly for February. People who don't cruise probably don't imagine that anyone can have an emotional relationship with the United Kingdom Hydrographic Office, or UKHO. How little they know of our tempestuous feelings, the yearning, the loving and amazed gratitude, the moments of dark betrayal. I can hardly think of any inanimate object with which, in moments of stress, it is possible to have a more intimate and dependent relationship. A chart, an almanac, a noble volume of sight reduction tables are as much part of our precarious and unnerving love affair with the sea as the sails and the keel. We cannot do without them. And we do rather love the fact that they're British. Out in the Atlantic, fiddling with a sextant in the days before GPS, I used to get quite tearful with gratitude at the way the astral bodies all obediently turned up and did their thing according to teeny little figures laid down by Her Majesty's government. It was a bit like that old line on the passport ordering foreigners to wave you through without let or hindrance, or you'll send a gunboat. It felt as if someone somewhere was in control of what went on, and believe me, with my Atlantic skipper, this was a feeling in short supply. But most of all, we love the charts. We used to have or borrow wonderful old monochrome charts of the west coasts of Ireland and Scotland, where the rocks never move around like sneaky eastern sandbanks, and where there isn't much voyage to bother with anyway. They always had little drawings in the corner, elegant and mournful renderings of rocks and lighthouses, invaluable for identifying headlands. And they generally bore some reassuring little text like, Ballygo Backwards Bay to Loch Horrible, surveyed by Captain BVG Safewell CMGRN and officers of HM Surveying Ship Intransigent 1928. How could you not feel reassured by such imperial authority? There were even a few jokes to be found. At least we found one up on one of the Summer Isles, where our ancient chart had a house marked Inn up the lane from the harbour. When we asked around on the island as to whether there had been a pub, the local said no, but there was somebody's granny up that hill with a reputation for brewing her own illegal hooch. We like to think that the sailors of some bygone naval survey party had palled up with Mrs. McHiccup one night, and, on making their tipsy way back to the bridge, gigglingly pencilled in as a tribute. Admiralty charts are modern now, coloured and full of fancy voyage, but they're still family members of the lovely things I fell for years ago in navigational classes at the Oxford Tech. I used to get home and plug away at my homework, fending off flatmates who said, "Ooh, look, you've just drawn a line right over that sandbank." As I said, "We haven't done sandbanks yet. I'm just working out my tidal vectors." All our old paper charts bear faint, rubbed-out traces of past heartache and anxiety at sea, strings of estimated positions marked 0340 in weary, wobbly writing, triumphant three-point fixes, tear stains, mug circles, all that. They are our history. The chartlets in pilot books, the yachtsman's charts on cheapo paper, even their smug digital descendants on the screen bring that same feeling of warm, comradely support from the dear old hydrographic office, mother hen to her floating flock. This is why we are shocked to our marrow at the way Mummy has turned grasping in her old age. We were reconciled, just about, to the huge cost of the actual charts. Hell, it's a luxury owning them. But now UKHO, as the last issue of YM revealed, has resolved to double a lot of her royalty fees to nautical publishers, including almanacs and pilot books. Even though we've already paid for the material through taxes, as have plenty of poor people who never use it at all, money is being demanded with rocky, shoaly menaces if we don't. There is an injustice here. Ordnance survey data is to become free to hikers, yet sailors, whose danger is far greater, must pay through the nose. Well, let Dick Durham and the newsboys keep on crunching through that one. My remit and my instinct is largely emotional. I'm just hurt, that's all. Wounded. Slighted. I feel that Captain Safewell and the crew of HMS Unspeakable, 1898, bastard rocks to St. Filth's Bay, are on my side. They're shaking their mutton chop whiskers in shared indignation. They wouldn't want to think of pilot books getting out of date, unaffordable, unreliable, for a lack of the data which they gathered and their sons and grandsons refined after them. Free our data, and not only, to quote the tagline leading the UKHO website, because safety matters.